to say that the frequency of young and otherwise healthy people collapsing, often dying in the last couple of years, to say that it's getting ridiculous would be like saying that the Democrat Party is becoming hypocritical. It has been ridiculous for a long time. It's only getting worse. We're seeing the frequency increase. It seems to be happening every single day, and I would know. As somebody who's been covering, you know, people dying suddenly, people collapsing, people having heart attacks in their 20s and 30s and even teens, I've been covering this for well over a year now, and I can tell you with a certainty, not just anecdotal, but with a certainty, that the frequency is increasing rapidly. Of course, this week we had Lisa Marie Presley have a heart attack and die. We've had other famous people. But here in the America, we might not know about one of the most tragic ones that I've heard in a while, because it's an 18-year-old. It's a rugby star, so very popular and very well-known in England, but not so much here. Nevertheless, 18-year-old rugby star, elite athlete, young, otherwise healthy, dying suddenly. According to the article that I have posted over at thelibertydaily.com, this was already getting ridiculous a year ago. At this point, it's becoming so common to see young and otherwise healthy people dying that it would become a cliche if the topic weren't so morbid. Another young athlete has died, according to the Mirror. Tributes are pouring in following the tragic sudden death of Logan Holgate at the age of 18. He was being tipped as the star of the future. Holgate was on the under-18 pathway at Salford, and was notably selected for the England Community Lions under-19s last year. The Rugby Football League announced on Wednesday that the Cumbrian teenager, who had been playing for Hensingham alongside his role in Salford's developmental setup, had died suddenly. Salford Red Devils wrote on Twitter, "Everyone at Salford Red Devils are saddened to hear about the sudden passing of Logan Holgate." So as I wrote, as is always the case, there is no mention of COVID-19 or the vaccines in any corporate media discussion about the story. It's the elephant in the journalistic room that is so disgusting that we're forced to report on every incident as if it's the first. Unfortunately, this isn't the first, and it's not going to be the last. People suddenly collapsing, especially athletes and others who are engaged in physical activity, are becoming more common than they were just a couple of months ago. And it was really bad back then. It is imperative that our readers share stories like these. Yes, you will likely get attacked, but the word needs to get out to the normies. Don't think just because you're fully aware of it happening that your peers are as well. If they're getting their news from CNN or Fox News, they have no idea just how widespread this phenomenon has become. The correlation to the jabs is striking. Logic dictates that this is very likely causation that we're witnessing, but until more studies are done and accepted by the mainstream, we cannot know for sure. Sadly, the studies are slow to come out, and those that go against the approved narrative are usually quashed. This, more than anything else, is why we must continue to fight for the truth to come out. And that's why, you know, look, we take a lot of flack. You'll notice over the Liberty Daily and all of my sites, we do not have Google ads. Why? Because Google would never let us. We sacrifice the high potential revenue from Google. You'll notice that our Facebook page is blocked. I mean, it's not blocked technically, but it's so banned and shadow banned that we don't even post to it anymore. This is what we're faced with as a nation. We're faced with corporate media and big tech still suppressing any of this stuff. And this is why the, you know, I guess you could say the corporate conservative sites, the even many of the alternative sites, the fringe news outlets out there, won't just come out and say what is blatantly obvious to people like me and hopefully people like you, that the jabs are causing major health problems, especially with the heart, and that this is the reason, not a correlation, that this is the cause of the rapid, the exponential rise in athletes and even just regular people suddenly collapsing, suddenly dying when they're engaged in exercise or other strenuous activities. It's happening, folks. It's all around us. And yet we cannot assume that, again, our normie friends have any idea, because if they're getting their news anywhere than from basically from us and the handful of others who are telling the truth, then they have no idea. They might have heard, they'll hear, you know, rumors of this person dying, maybe that was the jabs, rumors of that person dying, and maybe it was the jabs. But for the most part, they cannot see the scope, the scale, the near certainty that we have that it is the jabs that are causing all this. This is why I'm so adamant about spreading the truth. This is one of the reasons why I recommend people, I don't care if you're vaxxed or unvaxxed, you need to work on your immune system. And the best way to do that is to go to zstacklife.com/freedom. Get Dr. Zev Zelenko's nutraceuticals that will help to improve your immune system. Like, again, it doesn't matter. If you've been jabbed, you definitely need it. If you haven't been jabbed, you definitely need it. Go to zstacklife.com/freedom. My good friend, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, he left us way too early. I'm so sad that he is gone, but his legacy does continue. We do still support his foundation. We still support his company that is still benefiting the masses across the world, those who have either been jabbed or maybe you've been exposed to those who may be shedding on you. That's becoming more and more likely as being the case. More times you're jabbed, the worse off you are, and the more you're likely to shed on others. Now, even if you've never been jabbed, you're not around other people very often, you should still consider getting Z-Detox or Z-Stack Life Protocol, either one. Both of them will help your immune system. It's been demonstrated by scientists, demonstrated by doctors, including Dr. Zev Zelenko. So go to zstacklife.com/freedom. That's zstacklife.com/freedom and get Z-Detox or Z-Stack Life Protocol today.